So fall is officially upon us, and we are just a few weeks away to Thanksgiving. I myself am counting down the weeks. I love Thanksgiving as a holiday, a great time to visit with family, friends, and to give thanks to God for the many blessings that we have received. And this theme of Thanksgiving, of course, is sprinkled throughout our readings today, especially in our gospel. Thanksgiving and gratitude is so important. And Jesus, in this great encounter with the 10 lepers, shows to us the importance of gratitude. But also here, especially in the gospel, and also even in our first reading, there is another theme that is very important, and perhaps we missed it. This Samaritan, of course, shows great gratitude, but it is only possible for him because of his great faith, and even the faith of the other 9 lepers who came to Jesus for healing. We are told that Jesus is traveling through Samaria and Galilee on his way towards Jerusalem, and these 10 lepers encounter him. And these men, of course, they are ritually impure. They cannot worship like any other Jew. And yet they have this great faith that Jesus can heal them. From a far distance, they say, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Simply, have pity on us. And then Jesus shows to them, he tells to them something perhaps maybe a little mysterious. "Go, show yourselves to the priest." In Jewish custom, that was what was necessary after being healed of leprosy. One had to go to the priest in order to be proclaimed ritually pure again and accepted back into the community. So why does Jesus do this? Why does he tell them to go to the priest before being healed? In doing so, of course, he illustrates to us the great importance of sacramental confession to a priest, but also he does so to draw out the great faith, the faith of these 10 men. We can imagine these 10 men thinking to themselves, "Why do we have to go to the priests? We're still affected by this leprosy. Why do we have to go to the priest?" But nevertheless, they go in great faith. They follow Jesus' commands. They are obedient to his will. And this is what is so important for us to see. Faith, especially the faith of these men, faith allows us to persevere even when our expectations are not met, and even when we can fall into the spirit of ingratitude. Faith allows us to see the goodness of God even when things don't go as we expect them. We see this, of course, illustrated as well in our first reading from the second book of Kings. This is the story of Naaman and Elisha, the prophet. Naaman, who similarly was a leper, he heard about the fame of Elisha, and so he traveled from his country of Samaria. He was a pagan. He traveled to Elisha in order to be healed. He expected that Elisha would do something grand, that he would lay his hands upon him and miraculously cure him. But when Naaman arrives at Elisha's house, Elisha sends a servant to him and says, "Go to the Jordan and just wash 7 times in the river, And Naaman is incredulous. He thinks, why do I have to go to the Jordan River and wash 7 times? What is different about the water of the Jordan from my own water back in Syria? And so at first he departs. But nevertheless, because of the influence of his servant, he, in great faith, does what the prophet commands, goes to the waters of the Jordan, washes 7 times, and is cured. This moment of great faith and great trust moves Naaman to exercise gratitude towards the prophet Elisha. As we heard in the reading, he goes back to Elisha, wishing to give him great gifts. Elisha refuses. And so Naaman does something very interesting. He gathers two mulefuls of earth and brings them back to his homeland and says, no longer will I worship my false gods from Syria, but I will worship the true God from Israel. This is what faith can do. It moves us to gratitude, and it helps us to see, even when things don't go the way we expect them, faith allows us to see the goodness of God, even in the midst of struggle. We see this as well exemplified in the saint who is celebrated today. Unfortunately, because today is Sunday, his feast day is superseded by Sunday. But nevertheless, today is in fact the first time we can celebrate this great new saint. Just over a month ago, our Holy Father Pope Leo canonized Carlo Acutis. And today is his first feast day, October 12th. St. Carlo Acutis is one who exemplified great faith, especially to our Lord in the Eucharist, and allowed him to see and to be grateful, even in the midst of struggle, even in the midst of great pain, and even in the face of death. St. Carlo Acutis, of course, was known for having such great love for our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. He devoted much of his life in catechizing others, especially through websites, but also through personal contact, to tell others how much God had affected him in his own life. And his great faith moved him to be grateful to God, especially in the Eucharist. St. Carlo Acutis died when he was only 15 years old, in 2006, on this very day. He died from leukemia, and it was a very quick death. He was only diagnosed a few weeks before his death. But nevertheless, even in the midst of his suffering, he offered up his suffering for the sake of the Holy Father, Pope Benedict. And he prayed that his suffering could somehow could help others to see the great love of God. He was grateful for his suffering. He was thankful to God for the gift of his life. Here at St. Philip's, we have the special blessing of having our very own first-class relic of St. Carlo Acutis, which is here present here in the sanctuary today. This relic, which is 2 pieces of his hair, was given to our parish as a reminder for us of his great intercession for us. Following the Mass, you will have the opportunity, if you wish, to venerate his relic. You may come forward and venerate his relic here. And we are blessed to have this relic here as a gift for our parish. We ask St. Carlo Acutis that we too may grow in the gift of faith, so that we too can be moved to gratitude.